Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
I bet you didn't think you'd have to listen to that again, huh? The chickens are back in town, right? If you've seen this week's Crittenden Press, the front page is all about chickens. There's kind of a movement going on. Marion City Council is even going to discuss the matter at its March meeting coming up in a few days. But there's just a trend toward folks having backyard flocks of chickens, laying hens. Eggs are $6 a dozen, and folks are just trying to fill an egg basket and enjoy getting back to nature a bit, I guess you might say. Knowing where your food comes from is kind of a catchphrase. So we had earlier in the week some folks around the community who have backyard flocks who gather their own eggs, and some sell them, some do it for fun. But now we want to talk about what I touched on in a column on the front page of this week, is how the chickens back 20 plus years ago were actually run out of Marion, Kentucky because of the way they smelled. The big industrial sized chicken operation on the northern edge of town. Alan Stout was the county attorney back then. Of course, Alan Stout's a federal judge now, federal bankruptcy judge located out of Louisville. But back then, he was our county attorney and led a charge to actually file criminal charges against the folks who were growing the chickens, these large broiler houses that had just tens of thousands of chickens in them. It was a pretty novel case at the time, and it went before a local jury that found them guilty, found the Tyson Foods broiler houses guilty of a smell that was emitting from the plant there, or the, not the plant, the growing houses, that was trespassing over into the city of Marion. The plant, the growing houses were actually just outside the city limits, but the chickens' smell was a nuisance that was trespassing into town. And again, it was a very novel way to approach dealing with the complaints that people who lived inside the city had. We talked to Judge Stout the other day, and we're going to hear what he has to say and what he remembers about that case back many years ago.
So when I applied for the federal judgeship, I was required to list five of the biggest cases I was involved with when I was practicing law. And one of the cases I listed was Commonwealth versus Tyson Foods. And what I said about that case was that was probably the single most, the case that had the biggest positive impact on the largest number of people, because it affected the quality of life of so many residents who lived in Marion. And so what had happened was Tyson Foods had built these 16 poultry houses right outside the city limits. In fact, I think it was where the industrial park is now. And in the summer months, the odors from the chicken houses would come into the city limits, and they just frankly stunk. And so there was a city ordinance on the books that allowed for charging owners of animals with nuisance who were where the animals were located in the city. And it was designed for controlling animals running wild in the town and barking and that type of thing. But what we took the approach that even though those birds were not in the city limits, the odors from the birds was encroaching into the city limits and affecting property owners in the city, and about 10 property owners filed complaints against Tyson Foods, and we ultimately took it to trial and got a conviction. And it was pretty significant for a number of reasons. The concept from a legal standpoint was pretty novel as far as prosecuting over the nuisance being in the city, but the animals were physically not located there. And it was pretty significant to Tyson because the ordinance allowed a fine of each animal up to, I think, $500 per day. And you figure there's 400,000 birds on that facility. And if you did the math on it, it got to be a pretty large fine, which could have hit Tyson pretty hard. Of course, the conviction was appealed to the Court of Appeals and it was upheld. And then ultimately it came back on some other grounds and it resulted in another trial. And the end result was at one point Tyson just finally said, we'll agree, if you'll stop all the litigation, we'll agree just to tear the poultry houses down and leave. And that was the end result.
So what do you think about them welcoming chickens back into town now after you ran them out 20-something years ago?
Well, this is obviously a different deal. I would say that it would take a city ordinance to allow it because you probably would need to amend the existing city ordinance to provide an exemption for a certain number of, say, 10 chickens per owner or lot or whatever. So it would take probably, and I obviously don't represent the city and have no involvement with that, but it would seem to me that there would need to be some kind of exemption put in effect for the existing ordinance. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're going to discuss at their March meeting, just that.
Well, I guess this is one of the spinoffs from the bird flu epidemic, which has allegedly caused a significant increase in egg prices.
Absolutely. It's higher than a quart of oil now. All right. Thank you, Judge Stout. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
And again, if you want to learn a whole lot more about that chicken episode back years ago, or find out what's going on around Marion and Crittenden County with the new fad, folks wanting to raise their own chickens and gather their own eggs, check out this week's Crittenden Press. We have a very lengthy article with a lot of information about how to care for chickens, how to care for eggs that are gathered out of the backyard, so to speak. Just a whole lot of information. I hope you enjoy reading that and find it informative. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
LOL. I don't know why I get such a kick out of hearing that rooster crow. I may have to bring that on as part of the regular routine on the program here, but I did have one more little chicken issue I wanted to talk to you about. You know, there's going to be an event sponsored by the Extension Agency, the University of Kentucky Extension Service here in Marion, Kentucky, where poultry enthusiasts of all experience levels will have the opportunity to learn from an expert during a backyard poultry workshop. That's going to be on March 27th. Jackie Jacobs, a poultry specialist with the UK Extension, will lead the session. And covered will be key topics such as poultry care, nutrition, disease management, and biosecurity measures for backyard flocks. The event is, again, hosted by the Extension Service. It will begin at 5:30 p.m. at the Lions Club Agriculture Building. That's out at the fairgrounds. If you're interested in participating in that, give them a shout to kind of make a reservation for yourself. That number is, of course, 270-965-5236. That's the number to the Extension office here in Marion. Well, that old rooster will be crowing at a little different time on Sunday morning. You'll need to set your clocks ahead, as they say. It's time to spring ahead to get that daylight saving time, extra hour of daylight in the afternoon. We're going to change our clocks, moving them ahead 1 hour Saturday night before we go to bed, so that we'll be on time for church on Sunday when it kicks in for daylight saving time, which will stick around for 240 days before we go back in November to standard time.
Considering a new construction project? Give Jeremy Ring a call with Ring Construction LLC, 270-969-0914. Ring Construction specializes in pole barns, barn dominiums, garages, decks, remodeling, and additions. Ring Construction also does driveway repair, brush removal, grading and leveling, and drainage work. Ring Construction is licensed and insured. Call Jeremy Ring at 270-969-0914.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local high school playoff basketball, the Lady Rockets will be back in action tonight as they play for an opportunity to go to the regional championship game. They play tonight at 7:30 p.m. Will be the approximate tip-off time. It's the late game in the two-game set tonight down at Christian County High School in Hopkinsville. Lady Rockets will be taking on the home team, Christian County, again in that nightcap. The first game will be Henderson County and Hopkins County Central, the two other semifinalists in this regional Final Four. Henderson County is a top-ranked team in the second region as far as the KHSAA RPI rankings go. They have a record of 25-5 that they bring in to this tournament semifinal. They're 11-0 against teams in the second region this season. Hopkins Central is 20-13 on the year. They are 15-3 against teams in this region. Hopkins Central is ranked the sixth best team in the region according to the RPI. Now, Crittenden County is number two in the RPI rankings, right behind Henderson County. Lyon County was third. They're out of the tournament. They got beat in the first round by Henderson County. And Christian County is ranked fourth. Now, Christian County has beaten the Lady Rockets this season already once. That came back in early February down at Hopkinsville. Crittenden County lost by 7, 56-49. That was a game when guard Elliot Evans turned her ankle for the second time of the season, went down in the first quarter of that game, and Crittenden went on to lose what was a highly contested game without her. But we also need to remember that Christian County's best point guard, best guard, I should say, was out of that game as well. So be interesting to see these two teams take the floor. Coach Shannon Hodge says rebounding is going to be a key. Trying to get them turned over in the backcourt with our press might be a little more difficult with that guard back in action for Christian County. But Christian County is going to play a physical game, and the Lady Rockets will have to bring their A game in order to win that and get to the championship, where they could see either Henderson or Hopkins Central. That championship game will be tomorrow night down at Christian County High School. Tip-off for that championship game will be 6 p.m. In boys playoff basketball, the Livingston County Cardinals lost 80-62 to Madisonville on Wednesday night. That was over at Madisonville, North Hopkins High School, is where the tournament's being played. So that ends the season for Coach Hardgrove and his Cardinal basketball team. Union County beat Christian County 62-45 Wednesday night in a quarterfinal matchup. And Crittenden County football player Braden Mankey, a senior this year at the high school, has announced that he has verbally committed to play college football at Bellarmine University in Louisville. Braden played linebacker and some running back for the Rockets this season. Tough football player. We wish him all the best as he goes to play at the collegiate level. And in college basketball action, the Kentucky Wildcats will be on the road Saturday for an 11 a.m. start at number 15, Missouri. They will play the Tigers for a big game in the SEC. Kentucky's ranked number 19 in the country. This contest could have some playoff ramifications as the teams will close out the regular seasons with this Saturday matchup. The SEC tournament begins next week on March 12th. That will be played at Bridgestone Arena down in Nashville. And that's a wrap on today's program. We'll catch you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.